Good morning, and welcome to our morning devotions for today, Thursday, the 27th of August, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Colin Saunders, assigned to the Northern Archdeaconry as to assist our people through our restoration ministry, especially those families who lost their homes during Hurricane Dorian. I'm also the assistant priest at the Pro-Cathedral of Christ the King, Freeport, Grand Bahama. As we begin our devotion, let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The appointed psalm for this morning is Psalm 18, verses 1 to 20. I love you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my stronghold, my crag, and my haven, my God, my rock, in whom I put my trust, my shield, the horn of my salvation, and my refuge. You are worthy of praise. I will call upon the Lord, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The breakers of death rolled over me, and the torrents of oblivion made me afraid. The cords of hell entangled me, and the snares of death were set for me. I called upon the Lord in my distress, and cried out to my God for help. He heard my voice from the heavenly dwellings. My cry of anguish came to his ears. The earth reeled and rocked. The roots of the mountains shook. They reeled because of his anger. Smoke rose from his nostrils and a consuming fire out of his mouth. Hot burning coals blazed forth from him. He parted the heavens and came down with a storm cloud under his feet. He mounted on cherubim and flew. He swooped on the wings of the wind. He wrapped darkness about him. He made dark waters, thick clouds, his pavilion. From the brightness of his presence, through the clouds, burst hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice. He loosed his arrows and scattered them. He hurled thunderbolts and routed them. The beds of the seas were uncovered, and the foundations of the world laid bare. At your battle cry, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he reached down from on high and grasped me. He drew me out of great waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into an open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. This psalm was written by David, the servant of the Lord, as a thanksgiving song of victory. We are told that David addressed the words of this psalm to the Lord on the day that God delivered him from the hand of his enemies in general, and from the hand of Saul especially. And he began by saying, I love you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my stronghold, my crag, and my haven, my God, my rock in whom I put my trust, my shield, the horn of my salvation, and my refuge. You are worthy of praise. And David is so right. God is worthy of praise. So David pours out his heart, thanking God, praising God for all that he had done for him, proclaiming to all who would hear his victory song, God is worthy to be praised. but not just in times of victory, not just when God has broken the cords of hell and delivered us from some deadly sickness. God is worthy of praise, but not only because he has answered our prayers after we have cried out in our distress. God is worthy of praise, but not only after he has blessed us so graciously. I want us to stop and acknowledge that God is worthy of praise just because he is our God. Just because he is our God. In the story of Job, Satan mocks God, telling him that Job is only faithful, only praising him because he has blessed him so well. Satan tells God, "Look at all you have done for Job. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and take it away. Take it all away, and he will curse you to your face." Then in time, Job's wife prompted him, "Curse God and die." And to all this, Job later answered, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job was simply saying, God can take it all away, and I will still praise him, just because he is God. As mortal beings, we serve an almighty God, a God who holds all things in his hand. We know he is a God who can calm the seas and can cause them to rage and rise. We know that he is a God who quiets the storm, but a God who also gives the storm strength to destroy. We know our God to be a God who strengthens and weakens, who builds up and tears down, a God who gives and takes away. And so we always want the gentle God, not the wrathful God. We want the God of mercy, not the God of vengeance. We don't want the God who sends misery and pain, but we want the God who brings joy and comfort and peace. And so most often we praise our God, even giving him the highest praise, hallelujah, just to flatter God, just to appease our God, and hope to avoid his wrath. We praise God for the strong hope he has given us, and for the mighty faith to believe in the promises of God. But though he promises the gift of eternal life, and though he promises us a dwelling place, a mansion in heaven, I want us to think that even if there were no promise of glory, no gift of heaven, we should still want to praise God as our God, just for being God. Knowing for ourselves there is no one worthy, there is no one deserving our praise. So as long as our God is our God, we should always want to praise him. So as long as we have breath, as long as we can sing or shout, as long as we can stand and raise our hands or lie down and lift a finger to praise our Almighty God, we need to praise him every day, every moment, not just for being our great and holy God, just for being the God that he is. So brothers and sisters, in good times or in bad, in times of blessing or losses, let us praise our God. Just because he is our God, he is always worthy of our praise. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, as your servants, guide our hearts and our minds to always give you the praise you deserve from us. By the power of your Holy Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are so grateful that you have taken time to listen to this devotion, and are most grateful for you who join us regularly. It is our prayer that you find these devotions to be a blessing in such a way that you would share them with as many people as possible. God bless you as you move with his grace into this new day. Amen.